This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Atlantis came home.
Landing gear down and locked. Main gear touchdown. Hurley now deploying the drag chute. Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time. Its voyage at an end.
I'm coming home.
The end of the Atlantis mission marks the end of 30 years of the U.S. shuttle program.
The shuttle program ends a day after the anniversary of Neil Armstrong's first steps on the moon.
I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads in the fine, sandy particles.
Where will those human footprints be left next in space?
I need to get back to the place I
belong. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
How long will NASA's astronauts be grounded this time? A question on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Thinking about the next giant leap for humankind this morning. It's Thursday, July 21st.
And that's right at the top of the news this morning. Shortly before dawn this morning, the space shuttle Atlantis made its final landing, ending the 30-year shuttle program. An emotional day for Atlantis's commander, Chris Ferguson.
You know, the space shuttle's changed the way we view the world, and it's changed the way we view our universe. There's a lot of emotion today, but one thing's indisputable. America's not going to stop exploring.
Nearly perfect weather greeted the shuttle in Cape Canaveral, and we want to hear from you. What do you think was the legacy of the space shuttle program, and where do you think we will go next? 8778-MY-TAKE, or text the word TAKE to 69866.
To the White House, President Obama says he's now open to accepting a stopgap debt ceiling agreement. The president says he would be willing to push the August 2nd deadline back by a few days if lawmakers use that time to finalize a broader deal on spending cuts. The president tells KMBC television there have been signs of hope this week.
Finally, some Republican senators stood up and said, we know we need more revenue. And some Democratic senators stood up and said, we know we're going to have to make some spending cuts. And if we have that kind of philosophy, then over the next couple of weeks, hopefully we'll put this behind us.
Last night, $4 trillion of cuts proposed by the bipartisan group known as the Gang of Six were discussed at the White House between the president and Republican leaders.
Triple-digit temperatures across nearly half the country. More than 140 million people are now under heat advisories or warnings. Hot temperatures due to spread from Washington, D.C. to Boston as the Midwest's heat dome moves east.
Syrian security forces swept through the city of Homs this morning, reportedly firing machine guns and pulling people from their homes in a series of arrests. Activists say up to 50 people have been killed in Homs since Saturday.
And Egypt's military has laid out plans for the country's first free and open elections. The military says to preserve national sovereignty, they are not inviting international election monitors. The electoral process will begin in September. France and Germany have agreed on a common position ahead of an emergency European debt crisis summit. That meeting is now underway in Brussels. Details of their agreement should be announced later today. And the New York Times company reported a second quarter loss. A net loss of nearly $120 million, that loss in part due to a write-down of the value of some of its regional newspaper holdings. New York Times is, of course, one of the Takeaway's partners.
Open for business? Not exactly. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is open for regulating business, the first major federal agency since the 70s, created to focus specifically on American consumers. Applications for unemployment benefits rose by 10,000 last week to a total of 418,000, the Labor Department says. In a sign of sluggish hiring, applications have topped 400,000 for 15 straight weeks now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,571. The S&P opens at 1,325. The Nasdaq begins trading at 2,387. If we have the technology to make it rain, why don't we? Later on in the hour, we'll ask that question as a reaction to the heat wave across much of the country. And it's the end of the 30-year shuttle program. What's your reflection and reaction, and where do you think the next step is for humankind? Post to the site at thetakeaway.org or just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.